वन्देहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: if one is serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions, even if his disciple, son, or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always avoid fruitive activity. If one puts into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son, or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in.
Putran cha shishran cha nipu gurudma malloku kama madanagrahya ittham vimannu ranushishya tadajyan naju jayit karma sukarma mura pangju jayan मनुजार्थ लभेता निपातायन नष्ट दृशंगते। सो देर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ रूलर और कंट्रोलर, वन इज द गवर्नमेंट एंड द अदर इज द टीचर्स। और गुरु मीन्स स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। Spiritual master can control the disciples, obey the order of the spiritual master out of love, guru hitam. This is brahmachari. Brahmachari, guru gihe, basan danta, guru hitam. What guru wants, the brahmachari has to do, not for his hitam. Just like Arjuna accepted Krishna, Shishakti Ham Chadimang Sakannam. So Arjuna, for his personal benefit, he did not want to fight. But for Krishna Sahitam, Hitam, for benefit of Krishna Hitam. This is the example. He did not like to kill his kinsman for his hitam. Oh, if I kill my kinsman, I go to hell, I will be responsible. These are so many arguments he put forth. That means he was considering his hitam, not Krishna's hitam. But Krishna wanted that fight. And when Arjuna agreed, no, no more my hitam, your hitam. Oh, that is what. That is what. Guru hitam. So there are two different, I would say, controller. One is guru and the other is the king or the governor. When they, now it is government or the king, the same thing. Whatever government order, you have to accept. There is no question of disobedience. But the age, what is the, why he should order? And why one should accept the order? What is the purpose? The purpose is mallopakama madanugrahatha. This is the ideal life. One should seek the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is the aim of life. Madanugrahatha. And what is the benefit of pleasing Krishna? Namar loko kama comes back. He's suffering in this material world. The same thing is there in every book of Vedic knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing stated. Aprapama divartante mittu samsara vartmani. Two things are there. Either you get the mercy of Krishna or go to hell. Nivartante mittu samsara vartmani. Two things are. Asadvadhana purusha dharma shasa parantava. Krishna comes. Here is also Krishna's incarnation, Vishabhle. He is instructing. Krishna comes to instruct us. He becomes Guru. So, the aim of life is to go back home, back to God. And we do not know what is the aim of life, why we are suffering. Kiyami kyanamari jape tapatraya. This was the question of Sanatana Goswami. But people have become so animalistic. They cannot understand that they are suffering. They cannot. The brain has become so dull, rascal, that they do not understand even that they are suffering. They are suffering pitam jantana. Now just like this fan, we don't require it now. Now fan running of the fan is suffering. But in the summer season, it is required. It is pleasing. That means either in the summer or in the winter, we are always suffering. This way or that. The same water, it is pleasing during summer and it is suffering during winter. The water is the same, but it is sometimes suffering, sometimes pleasing. So these things will go on. You cannot stop. That means suffering will go on. You cannot stop it. Matraspar-sastu-skonti-yar-sitasna-subhadukhada. So long we have got this body, we must suffer. This is the truth. Asarnapi-klesa-deyasa-deha. We are getting different types of bodies. Tathā-dehāntara-prāpti. Each body is for short period. It will not last forever. But so long it will last, it will be cause of suffering. And that we do not understand. This is the ignorance, mura. And this suffering can be ended only by surrendering to Krishna. Māmīva-japrapadhante māyā-metāṁ-tarantita. The suffering is inflicted by māyā. Bhūṅte prakṛti-jāna-guṇā. But there is no education. The people are so dull, restless, they cannot understand that they are suffering. And the suffering they are accepting as enjoyment. In this way, they are rotting in this material world. The whole purpose is therefore how to get out of this suffering. Bindate tapan mura. So the aim of life is how to stop this suffering. The guru or the government should rule over the dependents with this point, with this aim in view. Manlo ko kama madanugrahat. These two things require. How to get the pleasure or the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how to go back home, back to God. This is it. Not that we are making plan to be happy unless we go back home, back to Godhead. There is no question of peace or happiness. This place, we are trying to be happy within this material world by material adjustment. That is not possible. Dukkhalayam asasadam abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinam. These things, they do not, they say it is brainwash. Brainwash. We are enforcing something by controlling the mind, some ideas. There is God and we have to go back home, back to Godhead. They are accusing us, brainwash, mental control. But this is the fact. We are not brainwashing, we are clearing the brain. This rascal brain is full with cow dung, we are clearing. That is our thing. But these rascals are understanding that we are enforcing some idea. What to speak of others, even in our country. We do not believe that there is God nowadays. Not formally. We have become so rascal. There is no God, there is no... These are all... This is called mythology. These are mythology ideas. There is God and there is sin, there is pious activities. Big, big sannyasis, they are asking, don't care for all this. There is God, there is sinful, there is pious. You can do whatever you like, because you are yourself God. This is, there is no pap punya. You are immune from pap punya because you are God. So this is going on. But that is not the fact. Fact is different. Therefore, puttāṃsa śiṣyāṃsa. Śiṣyā, the citizen, they are also śiṣyā. Śiṣyā means one who is controlled. That is called śiṣyā. Who is disciplined, disciple. The same meaning. Disciple means one who is controlled, one is disciplined. So controller is the teacher, or spiritual master, and the government. So the government's rules and regulations, teacher's rules and regulations should be in such a way that the dependent, either the shishya or the citizen, they must know that this is not life. This material life is not life. Real life is in the spiritual world. Sattam param dhīmai. That is real, true. And this is, this material world is illusion. Illusion, the mirage. And we are finding here happiness. Krishna says, no, no, there is no happiness. Dukkhālāṁ sāsadāṁ. Why you are finding out happiness here? It is not possible. Krishna personally teaching, this is dukkhālayam sāsatam. If you don't want it, then come to me. Mām veta kontiya dukkhālayam sāsatam. Nāpivanti mahātmā. That is mahātmā. One who is trying to be happy in this material world, he is durāsa. He is not mahātmā. Durāsaya. Durāsaya or Durātmā, the same thing. Durasayaji Bhairatmane. These rascals, Duratmas, they are trying to be happy. Nati vidu sattu gatinya Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that here there is no happiness, there cannot be any happiness. But however you may be expert, just like if you are thrown in the ocean, see, you may be very expert swimmer, but that does not mean you are happy. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Manasasthani, this is struggle for existence. These things should come to our brain. It is not brain wash, it is brain clearing. Cheta dharpana marjanam bhava mahadavagya. If you want to end this suffering, then you must wash your brain or heart, this anything. Cheta dharpana marjanam. But they are taking it otherwise. Therefore, either the government or the spiritual master, they should not give program, big program, plans. Nowadays, in material world, in material world, this is all right. The plan is, there is planning commission by the government. What? To engage them to work very hard. That is going on. So, when you are ruling, controlling, there may be some disobedience. Therefore, it is the duty of the spiritual master not to be angry, because the disciples are the followers, they're fools. Sometimes they commit mistakes, they do not obey, but the ruler, the spiritual master, the government has to tolerate and is still vimannava, sadha. That is sadha, vimannava. So, ittham ranususya tajgya. But they are foolish, atajgya. There is no knowledge. So simply see, najo jaya karmasu karma murham. They have natural tendency to work and get the benefit and make a plan, how I shall become very rich man, how shall I own so many houses, so many properties, so many lands, so many. Therefore, why these people are so busy? Karmamura, day and night. Atajna, they do not know that such persons cannot improve their economic position simply by working hard. That is not possible. Then everyone would have been rich man. In big cities, like Calcutta, Bombay, London, New York, everyone is hacking, working very hard. Not that in big cities one can get their food easily. No, everyone has to work. And everyone is working hard. Do you think that everyone is on the same level of position? No, that is not possible. Destiny. Destiny. One man is working hard day and night, 24 hours, simply he is getting two chapatis, that's all. We have seen in Bombay. They are living in such rotten condition that even in the daytime they all have to a kerosene lamp in such a place they are living. And so dirty condition. Does it mean that everyone in Bombay is living very luxuriantly now? Similarly, every city, it is not possible. You cannot improve your economic position simply by working hard. That is not possible. You work hard or not work. Whatever is destined to you, you will get it. Therefore, our energy should be utilized. Marloka kama madanugraha. The energy should be utilized. How to please Krishna? That's it. energy should be utilized for that purpose, not waste energy simply for a false hope that I shall become happy. I shall do this, I shall do that, I shall make money like this. The story of the potter is planning. He has got few pots and he is planning, now I have got these four pots and I will sell, I will make some profit, then there will be 10 pots. Then I will sell 10 pots, I will make some profit, I will get 20 pots, and then 30 pots, 40 pots. In this way I shall become millionaire. And at that time I shall marry, and I shall control my wife in this way and that way, and if she is disobedient, then I shall kick her like this. So when he kicked the pots, and all the pots broke. Then his dream is gone, you see. Similarly, we are simply dreaming. With few pots, we are simply dreaming that these pots will be increased into so many pots, so many pots, so many pots, then finish. Don't make imagination, make plan. That is, the guru, the spiritual master, and the government should be careful that these rascals may not make plan. These rascals may not make plan to be happy. Nadu jayat karmasu karma pura. This is karma jagat, this world, this material world is that. They are already inclined. So what is the use? Loki bhavyami samadhu seva nityastu jantu. Just like sex life. Sex life is natural. It does not require any university education. How to enjoy sex? They will enjoy it. Nobody is taught how to cry or how to laugh or how to enjoy sex life. There is a Bengali story. That is natural. You don't require any education for this karma. Now they are making big plans to educate people how to work hard. This is waste of time. Educational institutions should be for teaching people how to become Krishna conscious, not to become this or that. That is a waste of time. Because that program will never be successful. Tallabhati dukkha bhagannata sukham kalena sarvatra gubhira dangsa. The nature's law is working. Pratityamanani gunikarmani. Whatever, therefore our Vedic civilization is that people are satisfied in his own position. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Whatever by God's grace he got, he was satisfied. The real energy was utilized how to become eligible to receive mercy of Krishna. That is what. How to learn, how to surrender to Krishna. Then, ahankara sarva papebhyo mokkhesha. That was the end. In India we find, not that the great sages, rishis, they wrote so many books, but they used to live in a cottage. Only the kings, the kshatriyas, because they had to rule over, they used to construct big palaces. No one else. They live very simple life. Very simple life. Not waste time for so-called economic development, skyscraper building, subways and so on and so on. This was not Vedic civilization. This is Asuric civilization. So we have people are becoming inclined to karmasu. It is a very difficult position to convince them that this is not needed. The real life is to become Krishna conscious. And for that purpose, one should undergo austerities when tapodibhama putrakadena suddhe satya. You have to purify your existence, your suffering. You are not meant for birth and death. Najayate nam yate vapadachi. You are not meant for birth. And you are undergoing birth and death and do not know what kind of life you are going to get next life. You have no information. Today you may be a very big man and tomorrow you may be a dog. These things going on, they do not know. They are simply working hard, making plan to be happy. That is not possible. Therefore it is forbidden. Nadojayat karmasu karmamudha. In this way, how to acquire Krishna's favor? Krishna's favor. Madhunagraha. Teach them like that. How? The Krishna will be very much pleased if you simply, Krishna says, he says, the Mandloka Kama, how one can go to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Loka? Very easy. Very easy. Krishna personally says, it is not our manufactured word. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhaktam Mahyajivan Namaskar. Do this four things. Always think of me. That is Krishna consciousness. Manmana Bhavaman Bhaktam, become my devotee. Worship me and offer obedience to me. And Asamusaya will come. Mallo. Very good. Very easy thing. Asamusaya. Without any doubt he will come to me. Why do you not accept this proposal of Krishna? It is not our manufacture. We are not washing bread. It is Krishna's word. That simply by doing four things, manmana bhavamal bhakta madhyadma namaskar. Mami vaishasi asamusaya. Without any doubt. That is required. Krishna will please. So, don't waste your time making material plan, big plan, big monkey, big belly, silang jumping melancholy. One European gentleman, he translated this Bengali proverb. Boro boro madharer, boro boro pit, lanka dingaite matha kare head. There are many monkeys. The one monkey, he jumped over the Indian Ocean, went to the other side. So there were other monkeys also. They were asked, can you do it? Mata kare head, he simply bowed down. So this plan is meant for how to, by chanting Jai Ram and jump over the other part of the material world, that is required, not to work hard to improve your material condition, that will never be possible. Tasyaiva hetav prajate hetav kovita nalabhati jat brahmatam parita. You cannot get happiness within this material world. Brahmatam parita. Upajata means upari in the higher planetary system and down lower planetary system. We are wandering like this, sometimes in the Sarguloka, sometimes in the Pataloka, sometimes in Nara, sometimes in heaven. This is going on. Eirupi brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan jiva. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata. So, try to take bhakti lata bhij by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, and make your life successful. Don't engage yourself in the material punitive activities for improving your material condition. That will never be successful. Thank you.